You know, for the most part, this is my first time meeting some of these guys. It's more of a body of work. And so, you know, with Jim, you know, his expertise and the body of work speak for itself. So the opportunity to be here with him and to try to shore this thing up on the defensive side of the ball, we're so excited. Fortunate to have Keith on board and Charles. And I tell you what, you know, I think Coach Taggart really, truly went out of his way to try to really get the right pieces. And it's not more, that's the hardest thing is to try to build a team that are all bought in and to have some of these guys that are, I call them the giants of the profession here in Eugene. I'm privileged and honored to be here.
How are you liking Eugene so far, and why did you ultimately decide to join this team?
Well, the family just now full-time now, we're about 4 or 5 days ago, so we're excited. But, you know, I think we're still in the Northwest, a short hop from the Palouse. And, you know, again, most of my decision now as a former athlete, it's all about family. And my family decided that it was time to move, and I got to make sure the wife is happy. And so those are the things. But I'm always excited to be around unique people and people that aspire to do great things. And did that with Coach Leach and the staff there. Awesome opportunity there to shore up that program. And now with Coach Taggart, we're looking forward to all put forth our efforts and our energy to make sure that our guys here get to live and fulfill their dreams of being collegiate athletes.
You're the one that's been rocking this blue collar every day. I mean, why is no one else joining on the staff?
Well, everybody in their own ways are. And, you know, with me, I don't know better. And, you know, it's all I've known as a collegiate athlete and as a professional athlete is you earn your keep. And, you know, I think our guys just got to understand that we no one guy can make it. No one coach can make it. We all just got to come together as a unit. And Coach Marcus alluded to yesterday, this is something bigger than us. And we embrace that. And we're just so fortunate to be a part of this. And now it's time to really get this brand of football back on track and get it going again.
You lost Rex for the year and then lost an incoming freshman. How do you feel about the depth?
Well, people come to Oregon to play ball and play right away. And that's our pitch to everybody. That's why kids will come here to Eugene to join up and get their opportunity, not 2 years later, but right away. If you have the skill set and the temperament and the mindset to come here, and you know, you'll have a shot here with Coach Taggart and us.
After spring ball, going into fall camp, what was that one thing you felt like this group needed to get better at?
Well, the physicality. We got to play the game how it should be played, fullback style. And that's something that you always can hang your head on. And we're not far off, you know, but it takes time and the repetition. And we got to continue to groom these guys. And our motto is already set. Okay? Make no excuses, blame nobody, and do something. And we're going to live by that. And until we see this thing through.
Every time Oregon plays on the national stage, national media calls them a finesse defense and not really a physical one. Is that something you're ready to try to change?
As a defensive coach, you always want to put forth that physicality play. And, you know, that's one thing you see with Coach Jim Levitt. You know, just him talking, it oozes out of him. And I welcome the opportunity. Never a dull moment with our guys. And the one thing that they notice right off bat that we're not going to settle for mediocrity. We're going to always try to achieve better greatness and above and beyond what our thoughts are as far as our ability. So, you know, we have a good plan defensively. Now is the time to get the wheels churning and get our guys to compete and have that competitive nature about them. And it's something that we can't turn off. We've got to constantly be thinking about. And, you know, I think our kids have done everything up to this point, what we've asked them in the offseason now. From a teaching standpoint, we got to get our mind right and help these young men prepare and give them the best tools available so that they can excel on the football field. But that's the challenge. We're not looking for increments improvement. We want to take this thing from the floor all the way up, and it starts today and in the next few weeks.
You talked about the young guys you have to mold, but there's a lot of older guys like Henry Mondu who've been around a long time. They have a lot of habits they've already, you know, gathered. They've played for a lot of different defensive coordinators. Like, what's the challenge of working with a guy like that who's seen a lot?
The tough thing is relationships. You know, the man that came before us here did a phenomenal job with those guys. And, you know, again, everybody has a different philosophy, way to work with. We're all bonded by the game of football, and it has never changed. You know, at some point the ball's got to snap. Some point we got to strike. Some point we got to pursue and tackle. And that's our common ground. And the biggest thing that I would like to convey to our guys is make sure that they have a passion and sustained energy for what we're trying to get done this year. And all we worry about is today and nothing more.